AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says the Islamic State group will be defeated and driven out of Iraq, though it'll take time. Speaking in Germany at the site of the G7 summit, he said the U.S. will continue to give the Iraqis training and assistance so they can go on the offense against the militants. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the G7 nations have agreed that the world should phase out the use of fossil fuels by the end of this century. That would mean the end of oil, gas, and coal to be replaced by wind and solar power. Chancellor Merkel speaks here through a translator.
We have committed to the fact that in the course of this century, we want to see a decarbonization of the world economy.
The G7 nations are the U.S., Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Canada, and Japan. Still no sign of those two killers who used power tools to cut their way out of a prison in upstate New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's sure they had help from the inside, but
I'd be shocked if a correction guard was involved in this, but they definitely had help. Otherwise, they couldn't have done this on their own.
Governor Cuomo says investigators are looking into whether civilian employees or private contractors helped the two men get the power tools they used. There's a $100,000 reward out for information that leads to the escapees. A Montana man called a friend yesterday to say he was going to kill his entire family and then himself. The friend called 911. When authorities arrived, they found the family's cabin on fire. The man, his wife, and three children, all dead of gunshot wounds. The Supreme Court has turned down an NRA-led appeal aimed at loosening gun restrictions and instead left in place two San Francisco gun laws. This is AP Radio News. The stock market's been climbing higher and higher, but we're learning those record profits some companies are reporting may not be what they seem. We asked AP correspondent Sandy Kozel to take a look at whether many big American companies look more successful than they are.
An analysis of results from 500 major companies by the Associated Press found that the gap between adjusted profits, which often leave out various expenses, and the real bottom line earnings has widened dramatically over the past 5 years. Some companies that seem profitable on an adjusted basis are actually losing money.
The British actor Richard Johnson has died. He was almost James Bond. A few years ago, he told the story of how he was offered the lead in the first Bond film, Dr. No, but he turned it down. Sean Connery got the part instead. Richard Johnson died over the weekend in London. He was 87 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.